I want to read a verse to you. What I'm going to do, I'm going to move quick because I'm a Yankee. Yankees move fast. Some of you guys were born here in Arkansas. You better get a pencil or a recorder because you're probably not going to keep up real well. Sorry, was that mean? I am actually what you call a mix. My daddy's from Grubbs and my mama's from Michigan, so here I am. Okay. Hey, this is adjusting on me. I'm going to get loud, so you have to watch that. I want to read a verse to you, then I'm going to give you guys a checklist. I've got 8 points and 12 minutes to give it to you. So we're going to run. But this is how in 9 years I have not done drugs. This is how I'm beating pornography today, how I'm overcoming it. This is how I haven't drank. This is how I'm still walking with Jesus 9 years later. Because this race that we're running, so many times when I first started thinking of this, I started thinking about a track, okay? A racetrack. I wasn't an athlete either, by the way. Obvious. I wasn't an athlete, but I started thinking of this race of life from an athlete's perspective, okay? So there's different things you do. And I started thinking about when we get to the finish line, we're like, yeah, I won. Like, you guys the one out there. See, with Christ, it's not like that. We don't get to this point to where we cross the finish line till we go home with him. And we just stop and we're like, yeah, I'm done. Woo, that race is over. It ain't like that with Christ. This is a race of endurance, a long-term marathon. Guys, before you ever get on the track, though, you got to train, don't you? You got to train. Guys of John 3:16, you're training. That's what you're doing right now. This is a spiritual boot camp for men with addictions. What do you get in a boot camp? You get a foundation, a basic training to build on. One of the main reasons why I've made it 9 years is because of my pastor. Because I've been planted in the house of God. Because I didn't bounce from church to church. I found somewhere and I let God use me there and I got roots. He makes me mad all the time. He offends me, but I'm not going nowhere. You know why? Because I don't carry my feelings right here anymore. Some of you guys in here now are still struggling with this. When I was here for the first 3 months, I cried. And I went to Brian. I said, Brian, I'm going home. I'm done. He said, well, what's wrong? I said, I can't quit crying. He said, go back to your room. He said, go on. Guys, there's one thing God's not going to tell you today, and that's to leave the camp early. God is not going to say that your race starts today out in the world unless you're graduating tomorrow. Because you got to finish the training before you ever get on the track. See, 9 years ago yesterday, I started my race out in the world. He sent me out in the world to do what I do. My mission field. That's the track, is the mission field. But you got to finish that basic training, that beginning, before you ever get on the track. And sometimes in life, it's like a, what's the thing where they give the baton? Somebody give me that. A relay race. I might be doing a certain thing for a while, like celebrate recovery, and then I might hand that baton on to Blake, and he takes over. Because sometimes in life, there's a season, and we have to recognize that. But right now, your season is here. Some of you men that aren't in this camp, maybe you need to get planted in the house of God somewhere so you can get under a teacher, so you can get under somebody who's going to pour into you, so you can deal with that porn, so you can deal with these secret sins that so easily entangle us. Because we got to deal with these things. I'm going to go through these quick, okay? I want to give you the scripture that God spoke to me and told me to do, man up. Pastor preached it, Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. See, the first thing we have to do to make it is winners obey God's rules. Simple. Winners obey God's rules. The clearest set of rules that the Bible gives us are the Ten Commandments. That's the clearest set of rules. And it doesn't say 10 suggestions. It says 10 commandments, period. The Bible says in James 1:22, it says, do not merely listen to the word, and so deceive yourselves. Be doers of the word. While you're here, men, and men back there, you know what we lack? We go to church on Sunday and Wednesday, and we're right there with Jesus. But when we go to the workplace, why do we leave him at home? When we go out fishing, why do we leave Jesus? When we go to the Hogs game, why don't we take Jesus with us? Because we can have fun in life and witness for him everywhere we're at. But so many times we just associate Jesus with Sundays, Wednesdays, and with being in this building. But see, we are the church. So we're supposed to go out and surround ourselves by such a crowd of witnesses. See, I can't fall. You know why I'm making it? You see all these men that are here today? I surround myself with men who push me to do better. I don't surround myself with people who are still dabbling. I don't surround myself with people who every time a woman walks by, they go, boy, you want to hit that, don't you? What? No, dude, I got a ring right here that says I don't want to hit that. No, but I want to hit you. I surround myself with the cloud of witnesses that make me want to do better. And through that, I learn to obey God's word. 1 Samuel 15:22 says, does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. We've got to learn to obey God's rules. The Bible says, don't be shacking and racking. It does. It says to be sober, to be vigilant, because our adversary, the devil, prowls around like, it's not okay to smoke a little. I don't care if they legalize it. That's stupid. It's stupid. To legalize pot is stupid. It drives me insane to hear people say, man, it's okay because it helped that little kid when I gave him the cannabis oil. It made him high. Of course it helped them. They were stoned. No, it's not okay. It's not okay for us because it's a wet county to go down here and to get us a six-pack because we worked hard. Men are supposed to be tired because we're supposed to be active for the Lord. We've got such a cloud of witnesses around us that we're constantly pouring out, which makes us tired. And we should be. It's okay. You don't have to snort a line because you got tired. You go to sleep, get some rest, get up and do it again. Come on. Winners obey God's rules. Winners fix their eyes on Jesus. Winners fix their eyes on Jesus. A lot of people, when they begin their race, they have their eyes fixed on the Lord and Savior, and they're all in. They're zealous, and you see them, they're like, woo, Jesus! And then the things of the world come at them. They get distracted. They end up focusing on people, possessions, positions, status, gifts, on their spouses, their careers. They think these things will complete them as a person. But the Apostle Paul makes it real clear in Philippians 1:6. He says that only Jesus can be the one that leads us to win. Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. We got to keep our eyes focused on the cross. Keep your eyes focused on your Savior. A lot of you guys in here are getting saved while you're at John 3:16. You're getting baptized. Did you know that we have to consciously choose to commit our life and will to Christ's care and control? It's real easy to come to this altar and kneel down and to say, Jesus, everything I've done has been wrong. Save me, forgive me. And he does. Yes, it's that simple. But what are you doing when you leave here? And when that buddy comes up to you and he says, hey, man, how you been doing, man? Well, you know, I took a little break for a while, but I'm back. Woo! No, man, I went out there and I met Jesus. Keep your eyes focused on the prize, on Christ. That's the prize at the end of this race. It's Christ. Keep your eyes focused on him. Hebrews 12:2 says, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. 3, winners love self-control. Paul says that these are the things that characterize the life of a person who is on track with God. Love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Winners learn to love self-control. Do you know what self is? Self-control is? It is oneself's under God's control. That's what self-control is. Myself being under God's control. Because when I gave God control, in turn, he turned around and gave it back to me. I have free will. I have the right to choose life or death. I have the choice to choose pornography or intimacy with my wife. Because it's really hard to have both. And for some reason, I keep talking about porn. Because obviously, someone is struggling with this. Because this little phone that we use to read our Bible is the same thing we're looking at stuff we shouldn't be looking at stuff on. And it's really hard for me to be intimate with my wife and to love her like I'm supposed to when I've been looking at pictures of other things that are not a reality. It's a farce and a fake and a lie is what that is. So we have to learn to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. We have to learn to love self-control. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such there is no law. Told you I move fast. We're almost halfway there. Winners stay passionate. Man, I see people in life. We've been doing Celebrate Recovery 8 years now. I've seen a lot of people come to Christ through Celebrate Recovery. No joke, in reality, we've probably had a couple hundred salvations through Celebrate Recovery easily. We had 11 last night, and one Friday we baptized like 30 or 40-something people when we first started, in one night. Talk about it. We didn't have instructors. We had one tired arm is what we had. But you know what we have to do? We have to stay passionate. The Bible says not to grow weary in doing good, because in due time we will get our reward. What about some of you in the back that have been walking with God for a long time? You haven't done anything in your home church in 10 years. Because my time's up, I'll let the next generation have it. The next generation needs your wisdom. They need the things that you've been through so we don't have to go through it. But you're not pouring into us. Instead, you're sidestepping and letting us do everything and walk right by you. Why don't you stop me and say, hey, come here, Jason. Come here, let me tell you a little something. Share your story with us. Pour into us. Because if you don't pour into us, how are we going to have a whole lot to pour into the next generation? This is something we're supposed to pass on, isn't it? What he whispers in our ear, we're supposed to proclaim from the rooftops. We're supposed to. Winners stay passionate. Winners deal with the past, number 5. Romans 8:37 says, knowing all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. I'll guarantee in life, there is a reason that we have these sins. There is a root cause to these things that so easily ensnare us. There's a root cause to the reason you guys get high and drink. There's a root cause to the reason you're looking at those things. There's a root cause to why you're so greedy with your money. There's a root cause to the obvious sin. And so many times in life with this obvious sin, it's like your garden and there's a weed that sticks up. So we come through there and snip the top off. And then life comes at us and it pours a little water and it grows right back. We've got to pull the roots out. We've got to. Some of these things in our lives are huge, aren't they? Started out as that little acorn and now they're an oak tree. And we can't get our arms around it by ourselves to grasp it and pull it out by the roots. That's why we need such a crowd of witnesses to help us to deal with these things that are so deeply rooted and planted inside of us. We haven't seen them in years, but they're in there. And life and the enemy wants to suppress them and keep them pushed down so that at any given time something can trigger that and bring it back up. But if we bring it to the light, it becomes light. So we have to. See, I don't like sweeping things under the rug. I don't have skeletons in my closet. I'm the kind of guy that's going to stand up in there and tell you everything, anything and all of it. Because I don't want the enemy to have anything he can use against me. So I'm going to throw it out there and bring it to the light myself. Some of us in here have some things that we need to bring to the light. Winners stay passionate. Winners live generously. Generosity is not just with your money. We refresh others by being generous towards them with our time, our talents, our possessions, learning to put other people first. You've heard the old saying, what joy is, right? Jesus, others, yourself. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit. Nothing. We're supposed to think of others first. And in return, we live a very blessed life. But so many times, the hardest thing for me to give up is time. Money is very easy for me to give up. I don't have a problem with that because I know it's not mine. But my time, it seems like my time, when I get a little free time, I want it to be mine. And really none of it's mine anyway because I've been bought with a price. Have you been bought with a price? You have. So nothing that you own, it's really not yours. Really, you're just a steward is what you are. You're a steward. So we have to learn to live generously. Proverbs 11:25 says, a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. I have seen people who started with this. Then they got one of these and they gave away half of it. And it came back as two. And I'm not preaching some whatever. I'm just telling you God is God. His promises are yes and amen and true. Read the Bible for yourself and see what he says about giving generously, loving to help other people. Because God's all about people, isn't he? I heard a guy tell me one time, you know, it's not about numbers. God's not about numbers. People are numbers. God's about people. God's about numbers. Yes, he is. He's about all of you. Each and every one of you. Whatever it is inside of you, he can help you deal with it. But the thing is you have to open the door and let him in. You have to let him in. Man, we are on number 7. Told you I talked fast. Winners remain grateful. An attitude of gratitude. Think about Luke chapter 17. When Jesus healed the lepers, and I'm just going to go through it quick. I'm going to give you a short paraphrased version of this. When Jesus healed the 10 lepers, I'm in recovery, by the way. So if I stutter, hey, it's okay. I'm still a work in progress, and I know that. And if you think you have arrived, go see Blake. He'll tell you otherwise later. See, I surround myself with people. I don't isolate myself anymore. Most of us in here, we isolate ourselves. We pull ourselves away. We start doing bad. Run to, not away from. I have no idea where I was at. What was I talking about? What? I know. That was amazing. Usually you speak to a room full of people, you're like, what was I talking to? They're like, porn? That's all I heard. The guys that are struggling with porn, when I started talking about it, they went like this. They started looking at the floor, put their phones back in their pockets. Man, I got no reception. Dang, no Wi-Fi. It's costing me data. Love you guys. I love you guys. Absolutely. One thing about Celebrate Recovery is it's not just about addiction. Celebrate Recovery is about hurts, habits, and hang-ups, because every one of us have one or all three of those, and we do. And if we say we don't, we're lying, because we all have struggles. But are we willing to face those struggles and come out more than conquerors on the other side, or are we just going to bottle them up? Winners remain grateful. Let me get back to where I was at. Attitude of gratitude. Oh, man, it sucks. I don't want to get up today at 5 o'clock and go to work. Praise God you got a job. Man, my kids are making a horrible mess. Man, my kids are healthy and can play. When he healed the 10 lepers, one of them came back, and in a loud voice, he thanked him. And you know what he told him? Jesus said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." The others received a physical healing. I believe this man got a complete healing. Because when you're a leper, you're isolated. You have no social skills. You don't know how to deal with people. These other guys were probably still over here and scared and timid, and they didn't want to go around people. But this one man who had enough balls to come back and to say, "Jesus." Yeah, I said that at a man conference. Can't say the other word. This one man who came back, I believe he received a complete healing. He dealt with a lot of the dysfunction that came from the problems that he had. Because, guys, there's a lot of dysfunction inside of us that comes from the problems that we've had. A lot of dysfunction. And Jesus will heal us, but are we going to come back? And are we going to say thank you? And he'll say, "Where are the other 9? I don't know, but I'm here. And you know what he'll say? "Your faith has made you well." And you can receive that complete healing. Because, see, I didn't just get free from drugs and alcohol. I've received a complete healing. I am made whole in Christ. I'm complete, finally. Finally, I can stand up and I can look at people and talk. And I can walk with confidence knowing that I'm somebody in Christ. Finally, I'm 40 years old. And I'm not that whooped little kid anymore. Finally, I can stand up and say, "You know what, brother? I can tell you how I got to where I'm at. Let me tell you about this. Let me tell you about this man named Jesus, who loves us, embraces us, and wants to heal all of us, every one of us. Yes, I still struggle. There's days when I throw the F-bomb and get so dead gum mad I want to slap somebody. And you know what I do when I'm done throwing my little fit, my little temper tantrum like a little girl? I say, "Jesus, I'm sorry. Please forgive me." And then I usually have to apologize to whoever's there with me. And I man up. And I don't let my feelings control me anymore. I man up and I say, "You know what? I had a bad day. Doesn't mean I got to go get high. Doesn't mean I got to get drunk. Doesn't mean I got to sleep around. I got to go to the cross." Fixing to run through these real quick, okay? Number 8, winners always get back up. That was my point. I just kind of went that way. Winners always get back up. You're not a loser unless you lay there in it and don't get back up. And as long as there's breath in your lungs, there's hope. I don't care if you've fallen 500 times. When you leave here, you get on the computer because I said the word porn, you can get back up. Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 12. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. 1 John 1, 9 says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. All of it. Here's my list. Winners obey God's rules. Winners fix their eyes on Jesus. Winners learn to love self-control. Winners stay passionate. Winners deal with their past. Winners live generously. Winners remain grateful. And winners always get back up. 9 years because of him. Because of those eight things right there. But it's only the beginning. It's only the beginning. I look forward to the next nine. I'm not far from having longer with Christ than the enemy had me. And that day you guys are going to see a party. I did drugs with my wife about 12 years. You wait till the 13th year, buddy. We're going to have a party. Guys, I want to see something that endures the cares of the world. God wants to see something that runs with endurance. Someone, people, men that run with endurance. And don't just have this little sprint and stop. Learn a pace. My pace is fast, but I'm going to run my pace. That's my pace. Learn your pace and run with endurance. That's okay. There's got to be fast people. There's got to be slow people. You guys balance me out. Thank you. There's got to be, though. Learn your pace. Learn who you are in Christ and run with it. Okay? Love you guys.